Hello, my precious friend. This is Pastor Verna Brown, and I am so excited that you have chosen to join us by podcast today. I pray that this message is inspiring, it's encouraging, and that it propels you further into the destiny that God has for you. Sit back and enjoy. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, we thank you as the author of the word. We thank you for the word. Jesus, we thank you are the word, you're the living word, and you've elevated your word even above your name. The name above all names, against which no foe can withstand, both in heaven, on earth, and below the earth. We thank you that your word is eternal. It will never pass away. And that if you said it, it's so. And today we just say to you, we believe you. We believe it. I ask you, Lord, as these loved ones are releasing faith in words that you have spoken, that you would so accelerate manifestations in their life in this season. Grow their faith and prove yourself worthy and faithful as you are. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, well, this is kind of a hodgepodge of a message. Just wanted you to know right out of the gate. I just had a lot of thoughts in my mind this week, but just talking to people, there's been a lot of fires this week. Not physical fires, but just a lot of fires going on, and just coaching and encouraging people, and big things coming down the pike. That spirit of overwhelm has been coming against so many of you, and I see a lot of you nodding, and we prayed against that. But there was a scripture, and it's actually in the Passion, but I kept hearing, I'm going to pull it off perfectly for you. That's an encouraging word. Like, in other words, how many of you have thought, how am I going to pull this off? I just want to see a hand, like, okay, how am I going to pull this off? And that's just what the enemy wants you to say. How am I going to do this? You will have a role in this because we partner with God. We always have to partner with God. You will have a role. But the Lord wants you to know this is not all on your shoulders. That he's going to work in tandem with you in this season. And he says, I'll pull it off. But the key here is that you have to give God the right to direct your life. This is really hard for control freaks. This is hard for people that are used to managing everyone else's drama, everyone else's pain, everyone else's emotions, everyone else's feelings, and we have a lot of fixers in the room. How many of you are recovering fixers? Okay, we're in the right room. Because your pastor is a renowned fixer, okay? So, you know, you birds of a feather flock together, right? That's what Mom always said. Here's the thing. There are things that God gives us supernatural solutions for that we are required to do some fixing in. But ultimately, you got to know where your role ends and God's begins. And it always begins with him, right? You don't want to start anything without him. But the scripture he gave me is from Psalm 37:5, and we're going to start here today. And the title of this message is, If He Said It, We Believe It. And it says, give God the right to direct your life. So this is a choice. It's a personal responsibility. You have to give it because he gave us free will. We can do what we want. We can do what we want with our life, and we can suffer the consequences. But when we give God the right to direct our life, and we trust him along the way, this is what the word says. You'll find he pulled it off perfectly. He did it. How did he do it? He did it with you, and he did it through you. But it's he. Do you see that? It doesn't say you'll find you pulled it off perfectly. It says you'll find that he pulled it off perfectly. So what you have here is you have an instruction. Give God the right to direct your life. Okay. Lord, I give you the right to direct me. This means you must be led. You must listen to instruction, and you must obey the Lord. Yeah? And if you'll do that, and you'll trust him along the way, never promised that our path would be like, you know, straight, just no turns, no bumps, no obstacles. He just said he'll straighten out the crooked places, which means there's crooked places. If there were no crooked places, he wouldn't have to straighten them out. Right? There's going to be some gnarly turns. There's going to be some things that happen. But if we trust him along the way, we're going to find that he pulled it off perfectly for us. How many of you, I keep asking because I want to know, because I love it when Holy Spirit tells me something and I look out and he's talking to all of you, because I'm not that smart, okay? I know that. I mean, I don't know anything apart from him. But with him, he'll say things, he'll put his finger on things, and I'm like, wow, you're so smart, Holy Spirit. That's why you're called all wise, right? This idiom, to pull it off, means to manage or accomplish a difficult task despite challenges or against all odds. Some of you read this on my Facebook devotional on Monday. But the enemy right now is trying to wear you out. He's trying to tear you apart. But when you know that Jesus Christ is the Word, now I'm going to start to tie all this together. When you know that he is the Word, who holds all things together by the power of his Word, you will become a word warrior. And this is the encouragement. You're going to become a word warrior. How are you going to believe something if you don't know what he said? So in this season, we're going through the Bible in 1 year, and we're learning what God says. Many of you, I say, if you don't know the whole Bible, just get yourself a verse. I say, you can fight with one little piece of real estate from the Bible until the day you see Jesus Christ and win over the enemy. For me, I had one, Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who is my strength. Not I can do all things because I'm strong. No, I can do all things through him. You can't do it apart from him. But that was my word, and I had a lot of scripture as well. But sometimes we can get overwhelmed by the all of the scripture. And I'm saying, get yourself a stockpile of weapons, something you can stand on right now, and become a warrior with that word. All right? You will align, when you become a word warrior, you will align your speech with the word, knowing that darkness cannot overpower it. Now, I'm going to start to build a case here, because in the Gospels, you have Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Matthew, Mark, and Luke are historical accounts about Jesus. John is the only one that wrote about the eternal life, the eternal existence of Jesus and his purpose on the earth. He did do some historical accounts, but I love John. This was what my dad made me memorize right out of the gate. And so we're going to read some of it today. I want to build a case for how powerful the word is, who the word is, and why you need to know the word and stand on the word in this hour, because the word works. If you think about who the word is, and he's already defeated the enemy, who is a loser, and he knows it, and he never will win. His worst nightmare is you going, oh, huh, this is what the word says. Because the word dispels the lie. The word is the truth. Now, let's look at who the word is. This is about the deity of Jesus Christ. In the beginning, before all time, was the word. He just was. Kids go, where did God come from? You go, ask him. He just was. Right? He just was. Christ was. Watch this. So we're talking about the word. He was in the beginning before all time. And the word was with God. And the word was God. Himself. Boom, drop the mic. So before the liar ever was, the word was. And I always say, you know what? In order for me to be offended by your opinion, First of all, I would have to value your opinion. And I don't value anyone who has an opinion that does not line up with the Word of God and what the Word of God has said about me and what the Word of God says about my life and about my situation. Amen? So for me, I have to go back. I call it the law of first mention. Before the devil even had lips to lie with. The Word was. The Word trumps everything. Because the Word is God, and He is above all, in all, through all, owns it all. He's all that, and a bag of chips, or a loaf of bread, or a candy bar, whatever it is that rocks your boat. I don't know why I said that. God help me. So we're going to start there, okay? Watch. He was continually existing in the beginning, co-eternally with God. We know that in the beginning, it says God said, let us make man in our image. So here we're seeing some pieces of the Trinity, right? The Holy Spirit's going to show up in this, right? God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit said, let us make man in our image. And here's Jesus, and he's about ready to get to work with his words. Because he's the Word. He's the creative power of the Trinity, okay? All things were made and came into existence through him. That means you were made by him. You wouldn't exist without him. You're not a mistake. You are his idea. Watch this. And without him, not even one thing was made that has come into being. And in him, the Word, in him, Christ, was life and the power to bestow life. Oh, love. I love the Word. Janet's over here going, go, Pastor. Watch this. And the life was the capital L. The capital L. You know what capitals mean. Anytime there's a capital in the middle of a sentence, that means God, right? And the life was the light of men. The light, Christ, the Word, it's getting good. Shines on in the darkness, and the darkness did not understand it or overpower it or appropriate it or absorb it and is unreceptive to it. Oh, you ought to clap right there. You see, guys, we're getting our feelings hurt because people aren't receptive to what's inside of you, right? The very fact that you carry his presence and the light of his presence inside of you is repulsive to the devil that's either in them or influencing them. And you got to get to the point where you don't let it hurt your feelings. Amen? The enemy right now is mad. He's on a whole nother level. Sometimes you don't even have to say anything. Just because you exist and breathe the air that God put in your body. And you're like, why are they so antagonistic toward me? You got to understand. Don't take it personal. There's a war going on because the most powerful force in the universe that can never be overpowered by their darkness lives on the inside of you. Hallelujah. And just because you're breathing and standing in the same room, you are public enemy number one to the devil that's trying to hold them in captivity. And what you need to do is separate the person that God loves from the warfare that they're carrying. And say, I'm going to speak the Word over your pointy little head. Because that's what my mom and dad did when it was like blah, 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 coming out of my mouth. Right? Mama said, that's not my daughter talking to me. Satan, shut your lying lips. This is what God says about her. And I thought, she is crazy expletive, expletive, expletive. Even her being nice bothered me. Why is she so nice? You ever had that happen to you? You're just trying to walk in the love of God. And they're bothered because you're being nice. Listen, guys, love anyways. Love anyways. I'm building something here. Watch this. In C2, John 1:14, it says, the word was made flesh. And the word, Christ, became flesh. So long before he wore an earth suit, he was. He's the Spirit of God in the beginning, right? The third person of the Trinity. And he puts on a flesh suit. And he lived among us. And we actually saw his glory, glory as belongs to the one and only begotten Son of the Father, the Son who was truly unique, the only one of his kind, who was full of grace and truth, absolutely free of deception. Now, let's go on to John 3:13. I have some more things to say about that. If I keep camping, we're not going to get through this message. So, again, I wanted, just out of that one, great, he's full of grace and truth. Remember last week I taught you grace is not just a gift, it's a person. But here's the thing, you have not only the grace of God, the empowerment of God, the person of Jesus Christ, but he's the truth. He's the truth. That's why we can believe what he said. Amen? If he said it, you got to understand who's speaking it. It's the truth. If the truth is saying it, we would be a fool to not believe that. If Satan is the father of lies, and he's saying stuff, and you get a choice, I get to believe a lie, or I get to believe the truth. Let's title the word is grace and truth. And even though we can't see Jesus anymore, we have the word. We have his words. They're still alive. The Bible says they're living and they're active and they're sharper than any two-edged sword, rightly dividing between bone and marrow, soul and spirit. Where's the war? For the soul, right? We're in a battle right now because the enemy, he's pommeling people right now with lies. You'll never be able to do that. You'll never be able to finish that. You'll never see them fully delivered. They'll never. And it's like, that's not the language of Jesus. This is why I'm saying that the enemy's ratcheting it up. The Bible says at the end of the age, there will be even more demonic spirits released. There will be more of a warfare, and his whole goal is to wear out the saints of the Most High God, to wear you down. And mentally, you've got to be prepared. That's why I spend so much time trying to prepare you. I ask questions like, okay, people, the devil's doing this, he's saying this. What is God saying? What is God doing? Sheer. I mean, let's turn away. And they go, huh? Because all they've been hearing is what he's saying. And I don't do that to patronize people, but I do that to redirect them. Like, who are you listening to? Where's your face? I've just been taking scuba diving lessons. That's why I have mask face. If you see that halo thing on my face, it's not the glory of God. It's like from a mask. And I've been underwater with Scuba Steve, who's amazing, from Aquatic Dreams. But down there, under that world, it's quiet. And I have a dive master, and I'm like, he's trying to teach me how to survive in a very unnatural setting. And I have to have all the equipment. I have to have breath. Do you understand, like, God, he's your very breath. I mean, without that breath, I'm dead. And without me paying attention, he'll go like this. But he's not talking because he has to breathe too. He's like, we're going over there, right? And we're going to do this exercise. And I'm thinking, I don't even know how to do this. I mean, Lord, I got to follow this guy, right? But he knows the way. And he's trying to teach me things. And I got to focus. And I got to trust. This is a season right now where you have to keep your eyes on Jesus. And you know, I had to listen to all the instruction above the water, okay? When I could still breathe on my own. I had to listen closely because we're going down under into a very dangerous area. And I've got to depend on two things. This breath and what he says and what the direction he's taking me right now. I have to keep my eyes because if I don't, I can drown. You understand? I'm driving something home. The Word. The Word, the Word, the Word, the Word, the Word. Who is he? What has he said? That has to become everything to you. And I know that when I get out of a pool and there's sharks where we're going, and there's all kinds of stinging critters and creatures, I have to be really good at focusing because you can get distracted. I'm telling you, there are threats. I'm using Scuba Steve. I'll have to let him know. I used him in a sermon. There's going to be threats. Sometimes you're in an environment where God is teaching you his word and how to follow him, right? And you're learning and you're learning. And then all of a sudden you get out of that pond and you go into this one. And now there's predators. There's all kinds of unknown things. There's all kinds of distractions. And it's what these are the skills you have to learn right now. That he is the word. Key in on his word. Learn what he has to say. Learn what he wants for your life. Right? Put value and emphasis on his word. So much so that you get to the point when all the distractions are around and the things that make you afraid are coming at you, you go back to your word. John 3:13, no one has gone up into heaven, but there is one who came down from heaven, the Son of Man himself, whose home is in heaven. So this is another, scripture to build this case. Ephesians 4:7-10 says this, yet grace, God's undeserved favor, was given to each one of us, not indiscriminately, but in different ways in proportion to the measure of Christ's rich and abundant gift. Therefore, it says, when he, the word, ascended on high, watch this. I'm going somewhere with this right now. When he ascended on high, he led captivity captive. He died on the cross. He descended down to this earth, right? He went down and took the keys of death, hell, and the grave away. And then he took all those that were held captive. And he led them because he's in charge. You know what the devil wants you to believe? The captivity's too hard for the Lord. And that the enemy's in charge of captivity. I just want you to know something. He's Lord of all. And watch this. And he did this. When he ascended, he bestowed gifts on men. He just arbitrarily gave them to men. He bestowed gifts on them. Watch this. Now this expression, he ascended, what does it mean except that he also had previously descended from the heights of heaven into the lower parts of the earth? And he who descended is the very same as he who also has ascended high above all the heavens, that he, his presence, might fill all things, that is the whole universe. Yeah? So there's a piece of this that I want you to know. Not everybody who's using a gift is using it for the Lord. just because they have a gift doesn't mean they're in alignment with the giver. There is so much witchcraft. There is so much psychic psychobabble. There is so much New Age stuff that's starting to infiltrate the church. And this is a prophetic word. And God said this. And God's saying that. And I see people just all bouncing all over the place. We've got to the point where now our Bible is like Instagram reels. Everybody's a preacher. Everybody's got something to say. Listen to me, family. If you aren't reading your word and it doesn't align with, I believe Holy Spirit still speaks today. He speaks to our spirit, but everything he says can be confirmed by the word of God. And we need the plumb line of God's word in our life, because if some prophet liar is saying it, if some psychic is saying it, if some tarot card reader is saying it, if some demonically influenced person is saying it, you need to know what the word says. Because if you believe a lie, you'll be off in the ditch. If he said it, we believe it. Amen? So Christ the Word has the whole universe in his hands, and he's got you. And I'm going to bring this back to an encouraging place. A lot of instruction here. There are things that God is going to require that's going to require a lot of faith on your part. You partner with him, you trust him along the way, and he will pull it all off perfectly for you. But this is a partnership with the Word. I established who the Word is. And it is Jesus Christ. And whatever Christ says, that's right. That's the truth. Amen? And we're going to stick with that. John 1:3 says, all things were made by him and came into existence through him, the word, and without him, the word, not even one thing was made that has come into being. I want to read that again. Watch this. And in Colossians 1:17, it says, and he himself, the word, existed and is before all things, and in him, the word, all things hold together. His is the controlling, cohesive force of the universe. And I want to go on this point. I don't know how I'm going to hold it together. I'm falling apart. But stop saying that stuff. Stop saying it. Stop giving the devil that much. You aren't falling apart. If Christ is in you, he's holding you together because he's the cohesive force in the entire universe. I'm not mad at you. I'm just... Something's setting down on you. I feel the anointing right now. This is the decade of peh, the mouth. Okay? We're in a season right now where heaven is recognizing the declaration. And the words, the Bible says there's life and death in the power of your tongue. Stop talking about the problem and talk to the God who's bigger than every problem in your life. I say, don't go to God and tell him how big your problem is. Go to that problem and tell him how big God is. Yes? And tell that problem what God's word says. And that takes work. It takes determination. Sometimes it takes faith when your knees are knocking and it looks all kinds of crazy. And even what you're saying sounds crazy. Say it anyways, especially if it's his word. Because there's power in that. Heaven goes to work. The Bible says angels start to go to work at the word of the Lord. Angels know their assignment. Think about that. Demonic spirits are fallen angels. And they're just waiting for words. That's how they work. They need words. Satan needs words. And his demonic angels need words. And when you start talking like the problem and you start talking, you know, no faith and fear, doubt, and unbelief, those demonic spirits go, oh God, we got an assignment. Let's go to work. But when you talk the word, the angels that are still there with the word, go, somebody on the earth is talking right now, and we've got an assignment. We can get to work on their behalf. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hebrews 1:3-4, the Son, capital S, is Jesus, the Word, is the radiance and only expression of the glory of our awesome God, reflecting God's Shekinah glory, the light, capital there is, the light being, the brilliant light of the divine, and the exact representation and perfect imprint of his Father's essence. Watch this. That's the Word. That's Jesus. That's who he is. Hallelujah. And I like this part. I underlined it, bolded it, because there have been seasons in my life where my world was crumbling. Everything I held dear was slipping through my hands. And I felt like I was falling to pieces. I felt that. And I came and I read this scripture out loud. Because you know what? I need the word too, guys. Faith comes by how? Hearing. Bible students, come on. How? Hearing. And hearing by what? The word. If you need faith, you can't just think it and read it. You got to say it. You got to get it up off the page. You got to give sound to it. Come on. You got to hear it, because what happens is when it comes out of your mouth, it comes back into your ears. It goes down into your soul. It births faith. Faith is what heaven needs to get anything done on the earth. Amen? So you need to say it and hear it and believe it and say it and hear it and believe it and say it and hear it and believe it and say it and hear it and believe it. What does it say? Here's the word. He's his Father's essence. He's the light that no darkness can overpower. Hallelujah. And what is he doing? He's upholding and maintaining and propelling. I like that. Upholding. I'm high maintenance. He's maintaining. Not really. And he's propelling. Listen to me. This is for everybody who has felt stuck. You will not stay stuck when you're spending time, because he will start to propel your life. He's so invested in your dreams. He is so invested in the things that he's put on the inside of you, your purpose and the destiny that he has for your life. And all he needs for you to do is to acknowledge him, to lean into him, because his job is to uphold, to maintain, and propel. Propelling all things, the entire physical and spiritual universe, by his powerful what? Word. Carrying the universe along to its predetermined goal. When he himself, no other, had by offering himself on the cross as a sacrifice for sin, accomplished purification from sins, and established our, what? Freedom from guilt. Oh, God, I want to preach another message. Just stop me, Lord. How many of you have had the big demonic guilt trip? Huh? Here's some more guilt. Here's some more shame. You know, let, da, da, da. Here's who you got to know. That guilt don't belong to you. That shame don't belong to you. Will you sometimes feel it? Yeah, because the enemy's trying to drag you back and say you're guilty. That's what he does. He's the accuser. He wants to drag you back to say you are your old man that Christ took and you died to that and you were buried and that person's in the grave. It's been in the grave for umpteen years, right? And the enemy wants to throw these things back in your face. And I say when the devil reminds you of your past, remind him of his future. Yeah? And tell him, I don't even know who that person is anymore. That's my old man. He was crucified with Christ. He's dead, buried. And everything that I did when I was in that state, that dead state, Christ has already done away with it, and heaven doesn't even remember it. In fact, go talk to him about it and he'll tell you, what are you talking about? That doesn't even exist up here. That record has been done away with. You're just a liar. Come on, you need to know the truth because he's going to try to dump it on you. Amen? So he freed us from guilt, and watch this. He sat down, revealing his complete work at the right hand of the majesty on high, revealing his divine authority, having become as much superior to angels, since he has inherited a more excellent and glorious name than they, that is Son, Jesus, the Word, the name above all names. So I'm going to land this plane. What time is it? Y'all stayed good with me today. Jesus has the whole universe in his hands. Yeah. If he were to let just one atom like float off and go do its own thing, this whole thing would implode. If the earth moved a centimeter closer to the sun, everything would be knocked out of alignment. Think about that. It's just mind-blowing. It's his brilliance and his wisdom is unsearchable. And here we are, created by him, called by him, chosen by him, on this earth and given free will, something he will never override. And even though he holds the whole universe together, he wants to hold you together. But you have to give him permission. You have to give him the right to guide your life. You have that much power. That's how much, I want you to think about that. That's such how much power you have. You have the power of choice to give the word. The God of heaven and earth, who brought all this into being, who made everything and everyone in this room. You have to give him the right to be sovereign in your life. And there was a moment in my life when I did that. And trust me, family, after he came in and he made me whole, the enemy hated me because he lost this territory. And he has warred against my life to break me over and over and over again. But he has been miserably unsuccessful. You know why? Because I'm going to just shut that. The God of the universe, the super glue, the cohesive force that holds everything together, lives on the inside of me. Yeah? And that's why we can sing the song, Unbreakable, Unshakable. Come on, church. We can sing it. Why? Because he is the God who is unmovable, unshakable, unbreakable. He's the light that shines on in the darkness. He's the light when the world is shaking and reeling and the devil's lying and saying, you know what? There's no hope in this storm. You're not going to make it out of this. He's a liar. You just look over and go, right there he is. Take it up with him. Come on, right there he is. He defeated you at the cross. And whatever whatever else you can say that is in alignment with the word. You know, say anything. One of the youth kids said, "My hair is like a fine goat." From Song of Solomon. I think that's a sexy, like, flirting kind of thing. Look up Israeli goats. I think they have curly hair. And I think it's a compliment. I just laughed because I knew where it was from, right? But it was like the word. That's a strange thing to say, right? But I think God started laughing and just going, yeah, you know what? Did you like that? What is your word? Who is the word? Come on, I'm gonna give you a quiz. Who's the word? Say it loud. Who is the word? Is Jesus the truth? He said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life." So he's the truth. If you're given a choice, this is a multiple choice question. You get to believe the liar, or you get to believe the truth. Who are we going to believe? Truth. And the Bible says the only way to be free is to know the truth, right? You will know the, come on, church, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. The way to stay free is to know the truth. The way to stay free is to live in the truth, to embrace the truth, to honor the truth. Not only will your life be held together, but God will direct your path, and he's going to do some incredible things through you. It's not the absence of war. It's how you perform in it. And let me tell you, you aren't fighting for a victory. He already won it for you. You are a winner. You are an eternal winner. You will never be a loser. You just need to know who you are, the position that you fight from, which is victory. Stand up in the truth and get out there. Put your marching boots on and lead some other people out of darkness and into his marvelous light. Amen. Come on, stand up. God, I thank you for this word today. I thank you for the deliverance that's happening already in the spirit. I thank you, Lord, that you didn't leave us helpless and forlorn and alone and without help. I thank you, Lord, that we have all of heaven's armies backing us right now. I thank you, like Elisha said, Lord, show my servant what's actually going on in the heavenlies. And when you opened his eyes, he saw chariots of fire. He saw heaven's angel armies there to support him. I pray that we would see in this season that there are more for us than there are against us. And we stand like in the truth of your word today. Lord, I thank you that there will not be one person today that hears this message that will reject you as the word. I thank you, Lord, that many will say yes to you. They will say yes to you in the archives. They will say yes to you whenever they hear this. I believe that. I have faith, Lord, for salvations today and for days to come when this message is preached. I pray hope. I pray healing. I pray deliverance over every heart and every mind. The Bible says if you declare that Jesus is Lord, you will be saved. Lord. And the Bible says no one can call him Lord unless the Holy Spirit draws you. No devil will ever be able to say Jesus is Lord. They'll say his name, but they'll never give him lordship. Why? Because that requires submission. And a demon will never submit to him until he comes. And then the Bible says every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. Don't make him wait that long. Come on, let's say it together today on the count of three. Jesus is Lord. 1, 2, 3. Jesus is Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Listen, the team is going to be here if you need prayer. I know we had a powerful altar time earlier. I just want to encourage you again. I took a lot of time on this message today. Read the message that's coming out on Facebook tomorrow. The Lord says that this week, there's going to be a need for you to dispel. That word dispel kept coming to me. Dispel the lies. Dispel, dispel, dispel. What does that mean? It means to drive off. It means to disperse. It means to alleviate. There's a pressure right now that the enemy has tried to put on you. Some of you have felt like there's a weight sitting on your chest, like an elephant on your shoulders. It's a warfare. And the Lord says that you have the authority and the power to dispel, to alleviate. Alleviate means to ease, to get rid of the lies. But it's an instruction. Dispel them. How do you dispel lies? With truth. Amen? Who is Holy Spirit? He's the Spirit of what? Say it. He's the Spirit of truth. Given to us to lead us and guide us into all truth. Listen for his voice this week. Because every lie that comes at you, he will be right there saying, no, this is the truth. This is the truth. Lord, I release your presence. Holy Spirit, I thank you for the work that you do. I thank you that even when we're groaning, with words that we can't even express, that you understand our groanings and you turn them into powerful prayers, effective prayers. And I thank you that you are our great intercessor. And when we don't even know how to pray, you're praying us through. I thank you for the truth that will be released this week. I pray these loved ones would walk in it and that if you say it, they believe it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode. It is because of you that this ministry is made possible. We also want to give a special thanks to those who give so generously to this ministry. If you are interested in partnering with us, click the link below in the description to give now or visit our website at soulharvestwc.org. Make sure to follow us by tapping the plus sign in the top right corner of your screen. If today's message spoke to you, please share this episode with your friends and family by clicking the share button. And don't forget to tag us on your social media at Soul Harvest WC. Thanks again for listening, and God bless.